darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Hello, people, once again.
Oh.
The darkness, yeah. Episode, whatever.
I don't even know anymore. Is this even an episode? Are we still recording?
It's almost,
am I still alive right now, CJ?
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, motherfuckers.
It's not even Christ. New Year's Eve yet.
Just
it is
about.
Now. It's like 9 minutes.
I've been drinking like it's New Year's Eve.
I've been drinking like it's New Year's Eve, too.
God damn, these fucking Pamela and fucking up and shitting.
Updates, man. Updates and bullshit.
Damn it.
You know, so but we're not gonna gripe about it because you didn't even come here to hear our gripes.
No,
you came to hear our top 10 movies of 2014, our top 10 everything of 2014, our goodbye episode of this year of The Darkness, and a hello to the new episode. So I am here and I am joined with the wonderful co-host Cody.
Goddamn right. Hello, people.
And we're ending the year with a beautiful bang with Samantha Brown. How are you, Samantha?
I'm lovely. Thank you, John. How are you guys?
Oh, my goodness. We're wonderful. Right, Cody?
Wonderful. Well, I'm drunk.
There we go.
Wonderful. There you go.
Now, see it. And it's apparently disabled to the impact of your call as long as you...
Wait.
As call ended.
Jesus Christ. Did it just fuck up again?
Now it's still recording, so you're
okay,
keep on
Jesus.
Going.
You got me scared.
Got my eye on the fucking prize. Yeah. So we just gotta go ahead and hop into it. I'm gonna just bullshit along, but I don't know how long this will continue and not continue.
Right,
and hopefully I can get it. So we're gonna just talk about top 10 movies of 2014.
All right, go ahead, CJ. Name your little list off.
Yeah, I know Cody and P1 already got their stuff set up.
Yes, so we're going up on New Year's Day.
And I just thought it would be better for myself and maybe Samantha for us to give our real opinions, since we're real film critics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are real film. Oh, excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, Cody, so move that.
No. We're not going to have a little cliche
right
movie like Transformers and stuff like Wayne. Wayne 1. So,
I don't remember Transformers being on P1's best stuff list, but all
right. I'm pretty sure it was. I'm pretty sure it was.
All right.
I heard the podcast before it went up.
Oh, okay. So you got inside information. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got inside information.
Okay.
Yeah. You gave me like 3/4 for it. So.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm going to start out with the number 10. It's not going to really be in any order. My number one movie is my number one, but everything else is kind of jumbled. I'm going to try to stay as ordered as I can. So, I'm going to start at number 10 being 22 Jump Street.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought 22 Jump Street was a great little comedy with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Yes, it was.
Channing Tatum really brought it this year. I mean, in that movie, all I got to say is, fucking your boss daughter. Spoiler alert, you know, if you haven't seen it, you should go see it. Wait till you see Channing Tatum and finding out about somebody fucking somebody's daughter.
Oh, man, that scene was so perfect. The timing and everything.
It was. And it was like a real reaction, too.
It totally was.
It was. It was definitely a friend reaction. That's something that I would do.
Yeah, I know. It'd be like if like somebody slept with like... Like, I can see somebody said with P1, my sister, something like that, because Wayne brought up.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot about that.
But, like, Wayne would know. And then we'd be laughing at him, like, you slept with his sister? Oh, man. But, yep, that was definitely one of my best comedies of 2014. At least in number 10. I put it lonely. I only put it low on the list just because of the fact that, toward the end, they got a little muddled, but it was still funny. Still kept my interest, and I enjoyed it. I mean, if I can watch it again, I would.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about you, Stormbird? What about your number 10?
What about me? My number 10 is Fault in the Stars.
Oh boy.
Having read the books, the only book, I've read all John Green's books, I shouldn't say that, but I found it to be a really nice adaptation from a book to a film, not so great as Lord of the Rings or, say, Harry Potter or even, like, The Chronicles of Narnia, even.
Still sound like it's doing better than that, so don't even...
But it's still, it was very cute. The casting was a little off, and they forego a lot of the details in the books. But all in all, a solid film from the book. As a standalone film, like, if you went into it not knowing anything about the backstory or anything really, like, having it close and dear to your heart, I can see why it wouldn't be a very good movie.
Yeah. You know, now if you're like me and the other guys out there, the only thing I really know about it is what I saw from Honest Trailers and then other snippets that I've seen. And, you know, it looked like a movie that, like, if I had a girlfriend, I'd probably watch with her just because she'd be crying so hard that I have, you know, I'll consult her. Like, oh, there, baby. Now I heard
you consult somebody.
I like to venture through the idea of Chicago John consoling someone. I have been there, and it has actually been very nice. Chicago John is a very good listener.
Oh wow, he must have been drunk as hell. That's the only way. I knew that dude just full blown scumbag because there's no other fucking way. Had alcohol all through his bloodstream.
Oh man, but you know, I heard like the scene at the end, and I'm gonna spoil the movie. Like the scene at the end where I guess the guy dies in bed.
Don't spoil it. I wanna watch. No, I don't give a fuck.
You know, and they said like the way she cried and the way she felt bad for him dying and stuff. You kind of feel for her. So I don't know. I can see you.
Oh, okay, that's nice. You guys are into that sappy shit. That's cool.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch it under duress. So, all right. Well, I guess I will go ahead and go to number 10. I mean, number nine again. I say number nine would be Edge of Tomorrow.
Damn, it's kind of low, man.
That's kind of low for that.
It's
movie.
Low because it was a lot of good movies out.
It's still kind of low, man. That's kind of up there for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh really? Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, that was a far better movie than number nine.
Okay, like I said, now a lot of this stuff is jumbled. Only my number one movie I got in my head is definitely number one. But Edge of Tomorrow, this is another top movie I saw this year with Tom Cruise of all people. I wasn't gonna go see this. I really wasn't because
hey,
I was burned.
What you got against Tom Cruise, man?
Well, I don't have anything against him, but I was burned by Oblivion.
That wasn't his fault. He was fine in the movie.
What?
He was fine in the movie. The movie wasn't his fault. That was the director, Joseph Kosinski. All his movies are...
You are in California, so you do go to that Scientology church.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know how you get $40,000. Maybe that's how you saying you're going to college. I never see you go to college. I never saw a book in your hand. Your poor mom paying all that money for you to go to Scientology church.
Oh, my
Wait,
goodness.
Hold on, Cody. What do you go for college for?
I go to college for theater.
Yeah, that's Scientology.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what they tell.
Scientology. Okay.
That was right. Xenu tell you, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's telling. Yeah, Xenu, all that good shit, yeah.
Okay. I didn't have anything against him, but when I saw Oblivion, that was like 2.5 hours. It made me hate everybody. It made me hate Morgan Freeman, even though he was Batman, a black Batman in there.
Well, you gotta hate Morgan Freeman. He plays the same goddamn character since like 2005, so yeah, I get that.
Then the movie was 2.5 hours long. Just to show me that he was, you know. Anyway, I had a bad taste in my mouth about him and Aliens. So when I start hearing great reviews from, you know, like you and P1 and you and P1, I decided to go check it out myself. And when I went to go check it out, I'm like, damn, like this is really good. Like it was good on a funny level. It was good on a, you know, sci-fi level. You know, it got a little murky towards the end.
You thought so?
I definitely did. You know, just because it kind of got a little cliche about, you know, how he was going to save the world. But I still enjoyed it. That doesn't take away from the fact it was still a great little action movie that nobody saw. So,
yeah,
it goes down there with... And then it doesn't help that they had to change... They tried to change the name to make it more appealing, which it was far too late. They should have left it at, Live, Die, Repeat. from the manga.
Actually, the manga was All You Need Is Kill.
All You Need Is Kill, yeah. Live, Die, Repeat with the rename they tried to give it on the DVD.
Right.
So I should give it up higher because it was based off of manga, but, you know.
I thought for sure it would be higher. Yeah, you like, you know, the anime manga shit, so I was like, oh, okay, yeah. That'd be like something too for you.
All right. I don't know. What about you, Ms. Brown?
What about me? Boyhood, actually.
Oh, okay.
Boyhood.
I don't know if you guys seen that one. It was shot over 10 years. Okay, well, Ethan Hawke, I don't particularly enjoy Ethan Hawke's acting because I think he's arrogant and I can't see past him.
Someone turn that woman's mic off. You don't like Ethan Hawke.
I don't know. For some reason, he comes off as so arrogant with his, like, I don't know, there's a lot of his kicks that come through, and just, I didn't really enjoy it. Ethan Hawke, but in this movie, with it being shot over 10 years, it was actually really nice. It was a little bit long, like 20 minutes could have been edited out, but I really enjoyed it. I was surprised because I usually don't enjoy anything with children in it because I fucking hate kid actors. They are shit. They're terrible.
Now, you Canadians hate kid actors for some reason.
It's true.
You're not the first Canadian that said that. All right, but Boyhood. Yeah, I keep hearing everybody talking about this film. I'll probably go see it eventually, but I don't really have any desire to go see it. I can't really stand watching stuff like that. But I'll watch it. I'll watch it just to see what the hype is about.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
All right. I guess I'll go ahead and go to number 8, which and granted, I should have put this on the, I should have made this number 9 instead of Edge of Tomorrow, but I'll just go ahead and say Snowpiercer.
Wait, what?
Really? Yeah. Number 8?
Why,
no.
You were talking so bad shit about that movie earlier this year. What happened?
Yeah. I just kind of reflect on it, and just, you know, I had kind of fun watching it with, what's her name, Olivia Davis, and her little scene in it. I mean, I enjoyed the fact it was like the Hunger Games, plus, the Hunger Games or something else on the train.
BioShock.
Hunger Games on the train, maybe.
Hunger Games on the train.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun, you know, it was just fun time of seeing it. Going through, I had to go back and think about it. I know I was getting kind of crazy on it, but I reflected it. I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, CJ's growing up. Glad you finally came around. Simple son of a bitch. Yeah.
I'm not gonna be like you and say like Godzilla my best movie.
Oh, fuck you. Don't even fucking play.
I heard your list.
Don't you even. You know I got Venom for that movie, CJ.
Snowpiercer, man. Yeah, I mean, it was a good movie that I was able, you know, just to see. Kind of bummed out. I didn't really watch it in theaters, but you know, I saw it at home, so it was good. What about you, Stormbird?
Godzilla.
You joking, right?
No, I had a great time with it.
We are done.
For 20 minutes, right there. For 20 minutes.
That's all the movie is, 20 minutes.
20 minutes. No.
I liked it.
No, you did not.
Could it have been done better? Yes, of course it has.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course it could have been better. But it wasn't. It was what it was. And it was a nice monster remake.
Samantha, no.
Honestly, I really enjoyed the look of Godzilla. Yes, I didn't like the idea of like this, like this white figure thing, but I had a good time with it. Maybe I have a good view because I got to shake hands with the director when I saw it. So he's dying.
I'll be fine.
Don't worry, if it's anything like Godzilla, he'll take a long time before.
He'll just close his eyes, have some seagulls around him.
Oh, yeah, let me find a boring main actor, too. Be my sidekick. Yeah, let me do
that. That's true. I wanted it more focused around the monsters and the idea of the monsters in like crowds and masses and things like that. That would be really nice.
I'd love to see Brian I want to see Walter White give meth to Godzilla, and they overhyped that.
I wanted a good movie, and I didn't get that. So fuck it down to hell.
Was it better than the 1999 one? I mean, that goes without saying.
I don't even know about that, to be honest with you.
Hey, they didn't have a pregnant Godzilla.
It didn't have a pregnant fucking Godzilla. It didn't have a pregnant Godzilla. It had a fucking pregnant ass fucking monster.
Hey, but you know what? It did have plenty of it in it, though. It actually had a lot of Godzilla in it, in a movie called Godzilla.
Right?
This shit. Oh my god. We got to see his spine for a little bit, and then that little actually. Oh, wait, cut away. Because you don't want to see those human characters.
I like the idea of them treating him like a massive monster. The idea of like something to be seen, something to be scared of. Because he is. Honestly, really? Think about this world right now. Like, oh my god, this big fuck off monster.
I didn't get any of that in the movie.
Really?
I got more of those other little shitty monsters. One of like Cloverfield monsters. They were on the screen more than Godzilla. Oh wow, that's kind of nothing.
It almost lost me with the two fucking moth monsters kissing, making out and shit like that. That almost like lost me. It almost lost me. I was 30 feet away from the director. I saw that and I turned and looked at him. I swear to God, we made eye contact on Peter. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he just smiled at me. It was a good time though. Maybe because I had that experience of watching it with the director in the movie theater with me, and I was able to talk to him afterwards.
I would have to hold myself back from beating the fuck out of him.
Maybe because that skewed my view of the thing. But then again, I put Fault in My Stars in my top 10, so really, that shows me where I'm at.
That easily manipulated. Goddamn.
I am.
Hey, no excuse. No I fucking am. Excuse.
Yo, you got that bank.
Jesus.
You can pay me to save me anything.
Oh, boy. Oh, all right, man.
There's a lot of people like you, too. You monster apologist. I mean, even when... it would take me back when last year... What's that movie? The one with the machines fighting monsters? Primal Rip?
That's not even close.
Oh, God. Primal Rip? Prime Rib.
Prime Rib
Goddamn, Pacific Rib, CJ.
Pacific Rim, yes. Pacific.
Damn. You could have ate before the podcast, man. You got to wait till afterwards. Jesus. I think I'm so brave. Golly, man.
Prime Rib. I swear to God, I'm almost about to go change the Wikipedia page.
Oh, Pacific Jesus Rim? Christ.
AKA. Prime Rib.
It was Prime Rib. You know, the guy got even inside the monster. And,
both his movies are embarrassing, if you ask me.
And you had these people who go defend his movies. You know, I mean, they were like, look, okay, Pacific Rim, for what it was okay. But it wasn't like, it was okay, like, just to watch for a little bit. But yeah, I had people saying, like, it was the best movie of the year.
Oh, good kind
of
God.
Fuck said that.
Oh,
no, give me their name and address. I'm gonna go visit them because that movie was garbage.
Yeah, Sammy, you like Godzilla? So
I know, right? Like,
you guys might be good friends.
Shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up! What? Does she listen to this fucking podcast?
No.
It's the fucking girl because the only way that you'd listen to that opinion if she had sex.
I didn't listen to that opinion. I just walked away. So I'm just like. But anyway, you know, you got Godzilla and you got Pacific Rim. And I'm like, come on, these monster movies could be a little bit better. Maybe if you were to fuse the two, maybe they'd make a
better... Oh, God. Ugh. This ship is not much fun.
Yeah, but... All right. Well, it's time for me to go to number 7 then. And my number 7 film this year was... X-Men Days of Future Past.
Ooh, nice.
Definitely, I like the hell out of this movie, X-Men Days of Future Past. One, just because it got rid of the Deadpool movie and the X-Men Origins. Two, they're going to give us Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And three, just seeing, just because this gave me a new insight for me to explain to you and P1 about.
Oh, don't even get back into
that. Racist black people.
No, don't, please.
Man, I don't know if you
like
heard
two
me.
2 hours
this,
if you explain yourself again. Oh,
this
Jesus
movie,
Christ.
Days of Future Past, talked about the plights of black people. We already know, and this document's evidence.
Oh, good God.
Malcolm X is Magneto, and Dr. King is Professor Xavier.
Hold on, let me repeat what you just said in a different fucking voice, so you can hear what you just said.
Okay.
Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is fucking Magneto?
No, Professor Xavier. I said Professor Xavier.
Okay, so Professor Xavier is fucking Malcolm fucking... Really? Really? Really?
Malcolm X is Magneto.
I'm so glad I'm sitting down. I am so glad I'm
Malcolm
sitting
X
down.
Is Magneto. And Dr. King is Professor Xavier. Alright? So if you notice...
No, it's
Magneto,
not okay what you just said.
What do you mean not okay? It is document proof out there. It proof that is based on the civil rights movement.
I wish
oh God, CJ!
You all could see me like I'm slowly
what?
Fucking falling to the ground because I'm dead because this motherfucker just said that.
Why are you dead because of that?
How does that make fucking sense? Explain this to me.
Because Malcolm X, being a mutant that was abused and tortured. Represented the plight of black people, how we were being abused and tortured.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Professor Xavier wanted to create harmony. Now, this is pre Malcolm X before he got wise about everything. This is like when he was military Malcolm X. So, then it actually showed the struggle of a single household because Malcolm X impregnated a woman and left her. He left her, which made his son, Pietro, stealing to provide for the family and what a black family would have to do. Try to tell Corey about his history and his heritage.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, and then you see Professor Xavier taking drugs, using drugs, as it shows in the black community, the drugs try to keep him normal.
I'm about to end this fucking call right now.
I'm just saying, this movie,
wow.
That movie...
I'm and about to end the fucking call.
The subliminal messages in there has opened up the eyes to America, young and old America. So, thanks.
CJ, how much acid did you take before you watched this movie? I think I asked you that last time. You never answered.
I took the what you call the truth. Okay,
That's a new strain. The truth. All right. Okay.
All right.
God, you make me not even want to watch this movie ever again.
You're going to know I'm right. You won't be able to unsee the rightness.
The entire time will be like, oh my God, I can't get this bullshit etiquette out of my mind.
The plight of black people. Go watch it again. Go watch it again, man. You will see it.
The X-Men is the plight of black people.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hear that right now. You hear that right now, you folks.
CJ, I'm not going to lie to you. In the comic books, yes, there were parallels between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, between Professor X and Magneto.
Parallels.
That's about it.
But not in the movies.
Not in the movies.
Oh, in the movie, has he dragged the black woman down the street with the metal in her leg? The metal represents
a chain. The black woman. No, I'm pretty sure she was blue.
She was before she changed, but she was black, being dragged down the street of Washington.
Oh my God.
Chained up like a slave, Samantha. I don't know how you not see
Samantha, what's your number 7?
How you not see that?
Shut this dude up.
But anyway.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so that's my number 7 movie.
Number 7? What my number 7 is? No, Because we can talk about a really good fucking movie right now.
Was it
Hunger Games on a Train? If you want to be fucking kindergarten basic shit about it, sure.
Damn.
Sure, but it really was. The performances were stellar. I really enjoyed the fact that, like, the dynamics and the visuals. The visuals alone were stunning. It was on parallel with fucking Skyfall, the visuals for me. I really enjoyed it.
I agree with you.
Better, but, you know.
Oh, God damn it. Shut the fuck up, CJ.
It was still fun, you know, seeing Olivia Davis crack an egg on that little girl head.
Wait, who?
Olivia Davis.
The fuck is Olivia Davis?
And the black lady.
That's Octavia. God damn, CJ.
Octavia Spencer, yes. Octavia Spencer.
You've been talking all this shit about the Black Plight and all that, and then you can't remember one black woman's name. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, it happened like that.
Wow.
That's what the society do to you.
Wow.
You
don't know Jesus.
The name of...
only you, CJ.
All right.
I wish you're number six, goddammit.
My number six movie. My number six. It went. I had my little list out. Because there were so many good movies this year. I mean, let's take the time and just reflect about how good... I mean, a lot of these movies were this year. There was some crap out there, but there was a lot of independent movies, and there was a lot of big-budget movies, and they're all pretty damn good.
You will cry fire.
Okay, guys, I'm in my friend's place. I'm so sorry. We're all getting, like, a little bit tipsy, so everyone's here. So
goddamn alkies, man. Fucking alkies. I thought I was bad.
It's true. We're pretty bad.
We're good.
Apparently, we're good.
Well, my number six film is Birdman.
Birdman. Hey, at least we can agree on that, John.
Nice.
At least we can agree on that.
I enjoyed Birdman a lot, especially I felt that everybody else, except like Michael Keaton did a good job, but he was overshadowed by everybody else in that film. You had El Norton, you know, playing a crazy drunk actor. You had Emma Stone playing as a druggy kid who was neglected by her father. And then you had everybody else. You had the New York. You had the scene of New York playing the character.
Mm-hmm.
You had everybody in the audience playing the character. You had the drummer, that drum. The one drum guy who, that's all he did, just played the drum throughout the whole movie. That was bad. I enjoyed the movie. And then you see the little, the clips of it. The clips at the end, not knowing if he could die or not. But I enjoyed the hell out of Birdman.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that, John. I really enjoyed Birdman as a whole. I have no qualms. I don't have anything to say. Shut the fuck up,
God
Liz.
Damn.
Shut the fuck up.
Is it?
What? No, we're talking about Birdman.
Oh, man. Damn, somebody is fucked up. Jesus
Christ. We need to talk about drunk. We need to talk about drunk, bitch.
Man, ain't even New Year's yet.
Yeah, okay, no, I really can't disagree with you, John, on Birdman. Everything you said was actually on point, and I agree with you 100%. Wow, that's weird. I feel like I should, like, kill myself now.
Wow.
Damn. Damn. Wow.
Wow, yeah, I know. Wow, indeed. Wow.
The curly high pain of you, Mr. Jonathan.
No, I have a very high opinion of Chicago John.
Really? I can't tell.
I do. It's just we usually do not agree at all.
Yeah, that is true. You should have. I'm still trying to edit this Avatar review that we did. It was a lot of rape in there.
There was a lot of rape in there. We did talk about rape a lot.
All right, so what's your number six movie?
My number six? Nightcrawler.
What? It's my number six?
Number six. Okay, I know. I really wanted to put it higher. When I was thinking about it, it was on my number three, my top three. But then I really thought about it and like, did I have a good time with it? I like movies that are a little bit more.
Oh my god!
Oh, you shut your mouth!
Oh my god!
You shut your fucking black ass mouth right now!
Wow!
Yo, you're in fucking darkness here.
Wow! All right, Samantha. Okay, I remember that shit.
Oh, you remember that shit? Okay, you remember that when you snap me later, baby. I'm.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Anyways, that joke is not played out at all. No, I really enjoyed. Oh fuck, which movie was I talking?
Nightcrawler.
I really enjoyed Nightcrawler. It was visually stunning. It was the performance, the fucking performance. Oh my god, like the what was his fuck? What's the main guy's name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, no, I know that, but what was his name?
Oh, I forgot his fucking name in the movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot his fucking name.
I actually remember this shit. It's my favorite movie, but yeah.
Yeah, he was so, like, oh, he was so grody and like he was so human. It was great. I really enjoyed it. It was like one of the best dirty.
Samantha,
you enjoyed it? It's only number six.
That movie.
I really did.
It'll be your number five movie.
It's my number six.
It's not even number five.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
You're really disappointed.
I don't want you to say anything more.
Okay.
I just want to.
Okay. I'll just mute and I'll just take my shirt off now.
What the fuck?
That's all I'm good for. That's all I'm good for. Sexy fucking Snapchat.
I don't know what's going on, but I know I don't want to hear the rest of your list because you only put fucking Nightcrawler number six.
Number five.
That's insult.
Yeah, that was goddamn.
That is a goddamn insult.
All right, then. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and go into the number five. My number five is the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie came out this year. It was such a great film, especially like just for a kids movie. You know, it was fun. I can't really stand Pixar movies. I think they're a little bit too pretentious sometimes. You know, I just want to watch a kids movie and have fun. But I'm watching a Lego Movie, and I enjoyed it. I mean, all the jokes were funny. The cameos. I mean, how can you see that many cameos in a movie and then not get like not roll your eyes? You know, all the cameos were funny. The superheroes, the references, everything was awesome in that damn movie. Everything was awesome, just like that, just like the theme song too. So the Lego Movie. I mean, and it made by the same guys who made Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and 22 Jump Street. So those dudes, they can do no wrong in my eyes right now. I mean, if they make a flop, then I'm committing suicide.
Yep. Yeah, those dudes are pretty awesome, man. They're some of the best in the game right now, for sure.
Yeah. And it's funny, like they're the only people that's in my wheelhouse of the top 10 that are in here twice.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Nice. Lord and Miller, man. Awesome.
Holy crap! I think we're better friends now. I think we're like on the same wavelength this year because I agree with you with the Lego Movie. Actually, I really, really had a great time with it.
Everything's awesome, wasn't it?
Everything is awesome. That was my ringtone actually for a while. Isn't that a shame?
Thank you when you're part of a team. What about you? What is your number five?
I just told you.
Oh, that's your number five, too?
That's my number five, too. That's
she put a fucking Lego Movie over Nightcrawler. Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay, I like movies that fuck me up. I do. I really do. But I like movies better when they, like, make me feel good. Because I can already tell you. I bet you both can guess my number one film.
Actually, I can't.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm done. Like,
I can't. Yeah, I was like,
I'm thinking like maybe like Tammy or something. That made her feel good.
Tammy's best movie out of the past decade.
I thought she was gonna say Horrible Bosses too, but all right.
I'm gonna kill myself now. Oh my God, I need something. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna here. This right here. Bye.
Right.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Sudoku. All right, so I'm gonna go to my number four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are. Oh my God, we're getting down to now. I put these in a particular type of order. Now these last four, they're definitely like the top four movies of 2014 that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna start with number four. And number four is gonna be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Only number four.
Huh?
Only number four.
Yeah, number four. It was great. I enjoyed it.
I thought we were fucking better friends now. Now we're not.
I don't know. There's some other movies that are better than that movie. But
I agree with you.
You know, Guardians of the Galaxy, the soundtrack was awesome. Everything was funny. Like, I love funny. Like, if you can throw comedy in a movie that's not really comedy or I didn't know of a comedy, then that's awesome, too. Just seeing like all the background people, like Andy Kaufman that was in the background, seeing Blue Merle, and then what they did with the guy from Park and Recreation, Chris Pratt. Oh, not Chris Pratt. What is his name?
Chris Pratt.
Okay, I was right. I was right. Look at that.
Yeah, finally.
So yeah. Chris Pratt, everybody, even made me attracted to Zoe Saldana. Like, I have never found her attractive.
Wow.
She's been every other color out there except green, and this is what done it for me. Seeing her blue ass, I didn't want it.
Only you, CJ.
Seeing her green, oh, my God. Like, I wrote her off, too. I wrote her off. I'm like, I don't want that little... So I'll take that green bean this time. But, yeah, the writing, the comedy, the action, well, it wasn't that much action. And that kind of why it's not that, you know, wasn't that great in my list. But it was fun. It was like a damn good fun movie. You know, so it blew me out the water. That's my number four.
Right on.
Very nice. There you go.
And what's your number four?
Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1.
No.
I'm such a fucking girl, right? I'm a girl.
Boy.
I know. I've
Man, if I knew her list was going to be like this, I probably wouldn't have told you to not invite her on this damn show, John.
I was just thinking.
Because goddamn. Samantha, what the fuck?
Yeah, why did Hunger Games touch you so...
I don't know. Maybe because I read the books, and it, like, it's so political and it's so nice. And, like, I see a lot of parallels to the universe and reality and our reality as it's...
Well, I'll tell you this.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to cement the fact that she put Mockingjay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You're finished, please. Go ahead.
I don't know. I like a lot of the parallels. Okay. I am blinded by reading books. I am. I'm blinded because I read. And I've read The Hunger Games. And I fucking love The Hunger Games as a book. I like dystopian universes. I eat that shit up. That's why zombie movies are like my favorite.
Number one is Divergent then.
No, it's not. I did not enjoy Divergent as a book. I did not see the movie because I didn't want to hurt myself.
But, you know, I read the book. I read The Hunger Games, too. I read it before I thought it was going to be a movie. And I enjoyed the first book, the second book, where it was kick-ass. And then when the third book came out, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I thought the third book was the worst book of all of them.
You really thought the third book was the worst of all? When the happened. When the big war happened. When the upheaval of the people.
Because, like, the book... It just got away from her. I felt like he got away from her because they were too busy trying to make her a symbol, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then it was just like shit was happening around her that was more interesting to her, and then she's losing her shit.
Well,
so after a while, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, she's a catalyst. She's like, she's just there. She's just a normal girl.
She could have just been cancer because cancer just there not doing anything, and that's what she was. And I felt bad because I just didn't care about Katniss anymore. I just really wanted her to die, not because I hated her, but just because I'm like, you know what, this is the only way to put this bitch out of her misery. So,
well, yeah, of course, you would be depressed, you would be sad, you would be despondent, you would be disconnected.
Ooh, and I just want to say something right now that will spoil the shit out of that movie, but
Don't spoil. People get mad. Yeah. Even though we are on moviespoilers.com. Moviespoilerspodcast.com.
But there's something that happens in there, man. It's like the prime reason for this whole fucking movie. And it happens. And then you're like, really? And then the way they end the book, the way they ended in the book, it's just so fucking... Yeah, so I'm done. So,
yeah, I think I'm done here.
I love my wife to the Florence, but you know. It is what it is when it comes to Hunger Games. So, all right, yeah, that's your number four.
All right, number four.
Like, you think that's like the best movie of the decade? All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and go to the number three.
Mm-hmm.
My number three movie is The Budapest Hotel.
The Budapest Hotel. Okay.
Budapest Hotel. Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling you right now. We got it, John. You and me.
Say mine. I'm not a big fan of Alison Cooper, but I...
Wait, what?
Who?
Did you say Alison Cooper?
Who is that? What are you thinking about right now, John?
What's his name?
Wes Anderson, man. Jesus.
Wes Anderson, right. Yes.
Alison Cooper. Wes Anderson. Y'all hear this?
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of Wes Anderson. I saw the camp movie. What is that? What's the camp movie, Cody?
Oh, fuck, was it? I hated that goddamn movie. I'll get it in a second. But go ahead.
Okay, I didn't care for that. I did like Fantastic Mr. Fox. I saw a few of his other films, so they don't, you know, they kind of hit the goal, either go over my head or I just enjoy it. But the Budapest Hotel, it was funny. It had a lot of little suspense in it. It told a great story. I even enjoyed the fact that they were able to do terrible things on screen, and I was just able to laugh all the way through it. I mean, when you can make a funny scene throwing a cat out the window and showing a dead cat on the ground, and I can laugh out, I feel weird. That was awesome. The last time I was able to laugh out loud, something like that, was like the girl with the dragon tattoo when they put the cat in the swastika. So I thought that was funny, but that is not a good date movie, people. If you ever go on a first date, do not take your date to go see Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
By the way, that camping movie, that was Moonrise Kingdom. So there you go.
Moonrise Kingdom. Yeah, that was, yeah. I didn't care for that at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Same here.
It looked nice, but yeah, I didn't care.
Yeah, I hate it. But, I got that movie.
But, Budapest Hotel, I love the, like, all the stuff that he's known for that he puts in Moonrise Kingdom, Fantastic Fox, those other movies that he have done. He put it in this movie, wrapped it up, and just made it just a fun movie. I mean, did you get a chance to see it, Cody?
Actually, I have not, actually, unfortunately, but I will hop on that shortly.
I think so, man. I mean, it's a fun movie. I like the style.
Yeah, what I did notice that people who usually aren't fans of Wes Anderson, that's like the one movie like they aren't fans of, actually. That's what I keep hearing.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm all for that.
If you're a hit, uh-huh.
Because I'm not a huge Wes Anderson fan myself, so.
And if you're a hipster, you're going to probably not like this movie as much as I ran into some hipsters that were like, eh, no, I thought it was garbage. You know, I thought Moonrise was better. I'm like, well, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. Moonrise is not better than Grand Budapest Hotel. Because by far, like, my number three is Grand Budapest Hotel. Because I had a ton of fun. And the audience that I saw it with, they were laughing with me. Maybe they're not all the whole time, but... Like, with that cat scene, everybody kind of shut up about it, and I laughed my ass off, because I found
it
absolutely hilarious. I found that movie to be so camp, and at first, I'm like, this fucking shit is garbage. This movie is not funny. It's trying too hard. I was not enjoying it. And then it looped back around, and it grabbed me, and something just, I don't know, maybe I just turned my mind off and wasn't so critical about it. But it was visually, it was very colorful and very nice.
It was, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. The acting,
I think they kept it at a good fast beat. I think the beat was so fast that you couldn't really, no, I didn't really notice the acting, mm-hmm. if it was good or bad at that point, because everything was just moving so quick. And, you know, everything was like a short joke or a short dialogue. So the way it kept moving, it didn't give me chance enough to really be too critical on the actors. And I thought the actors did a great job, too. So,
yep.
Time for number two. And my number two film is Gone Girl.
Ooh, nice.
Gone Girl is my number two film.
Very nice.
I love the shit out of that that movie. Even regardless of the crazy ending at the end, Gone Girl is, of course, with Batman. And Batman, and what's the girl?
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah, and what other movies has she played?
Oh, such great movies as Dying of the Day and Doom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They pretty much took this girl, made her like from like those shitty-ass movies into a great actress in Gone Girl.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere, man. Nowhere.
And then the way, you know, and I'm not going to get too spoiler deep in it if you haven't seen it, but the way she changed herself in some of these scenes, you know, you couldn't even tell that was her. Like, it's not the same. Yeah. Also, too, with Gone Girl, I love the fact that it poked fun at the media and how, you know, how we, the media, you know, get swayed left and right. And that's kind of what I enjoy, the satire that they did in there is what I enjoyed in my number one movie. But the way they did the media in that movie, it was just so funny. They even made Tyler Perry good.
That's right.
White people gonna actually give credit to Tyler Perry. Said, "Oh yeah, I saw a Tyler Perry film." I know you didn't.
Right.
You just saw Gone Girl.
Yeah, I think that deserves an automatic top five right there.
Definitely.
Like Tyler Perry,
he was there fucking it.
Yes, he did.
Even though afterwards he said, he claimed that, like, oh, if he would have known who the director was.
Oh, yeah, I read that bullshit.
Did he really say that?
Slap the hell out of him.
Well, I think he was just making shit up or something. I don't know.
He better have.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Perry, because you were actually good in that movie. I mean, everybody was good in that movie. I even enjoyed the, Neil Patrick Harris. You know, I even felt bad about my dad, because my dad was like, my dad, the only person on the planet that couldn't believe me.
Yeah, I mean, you tell me that story, yeah.
He's like, he's gay, so I knew that he wasn't really into that girl. I'm like, dad, he's like, I don't know what my dad saw. Like, he just saw the man with, like, a whole bunch of penises in his hand or something like that. He's like, he faking. But everybody was getting that movie. That movie just fuck you up. It just make you not want to get married. Or make you like...
Hell yeah.
Be careful with the next crazy chick you sleep with.
Yo, who wants to get married, though, in this time of age? Yo, no, don't.
So be careful if you guys see really crazy. I can totally see.
I'm not a fucking crazy bitch. I'm not.
I'm not saying anything. I heard nothing.
I don't know. You get a kiss on the lips and then you wake up with she's going to have a beer bottle in her vagina for some reason.
It does not go down like that. I promise y'all, it does not go down like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm having a great time. I'm a classy girl. It's good.
She was classy, too. She was so classy, she got his ass.
Yeah, she fucked him over.
She put class on his ass.
Took him class.
Yeah, she definitely did.
She definitely did. That's very true.
Oh, man, that bottle scene. Once y'all get to that bottle scene, I lost it. I lost it in the theater. I'm like, is she doing what I think she's about to do? Oh, yes, she is.
Yeah.
I was just hoping that cork didn't pop off right there.
Oh, my God, John.
You know, she's shaking it around, like, in there. So, I don't know.
She was shaking it around in there.
I don't...
Oh, man.
Anyway, Gone Girl is my number two film of 2014. What about you, Brown?
What about me? Guardians of the Galaxy. My number two.
Okay.
Cool.
For obvious reasons. Like, I actually cannot... Like, who hasn't said that Guardians of the Galaxy isn't great? Who hasn't said Chris Pratt hit it out of the park? Who hasn't said Zoe Saldana actually was acting? And who hasn't said Bradley Cooper's voice acting was really great? And the fact that Vin Diesel said, "I am Groot," with such emotion that we felt it.
I'm telling you, man. Groot
and Merle. And Merle.
Yeah, Bloomer.
Of course.
With Groot, that kind of took me by surprise that people would fall in love with him like that. Because, now, I only say that because I saw, and I think I mentioned it earlier, I saw Earth Mightiest Heroes. And when you see the episode where the Guardians of the Galaxy come in and you see Groot, he's just some stupid guy. But the way this movie made Groot, they just made him a rock star. So... My Mama Bear was watching. We were watching on Christmas, and she even fell in love with Groot.
It's true. He's a tree.
I guess he grew on you.
He did. He definitely grew on me. He was wonderful. I really enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy. It was visually beautiful. It was a good, fun, campy movie, you know, dance battle and all of that. I'm pretty sure 90% of the people listening to this podcast right now have seen Guardians of the Galaxy, so I'm not really going to spoil anything, but that damn scene, I almost snorted my pop through out of my nose. It was so fucking funny.
I did without that, but...
Well, wait, which one? Are you talking about the beginning or one at the end?
The end.
I couldn't know that. The end.
I think
it fits so nicely with Peter Quill's fucking character, the way that they're building him in this universe, in this movie universe. Yeah. Better. The way they introduced him, he was very, free and going. He's all about the music. He's all about dancing. He's all about moving and things like that. And you didn't really get to see a lot of that until that moment again. You didn't get to see that part of him.
Yeah, he was still dancing like a little white kid.
Of course he did. Yeah. He's a white boy. You cannot take that away from him.
But, you know, the thing that kind of made it was interesting for me is, like, that whole soundtrack, you know, a lot of people are just now getting hip to that, especially if you're not African American. Because, like, every African American have heard it at their family reunion, either watching Crooklyn Kid.
Really? Because you know, like, I haven't.
What?
Yeah,
nobody
never,
I know.
I haven't heard
much
most of
that music
until I saw this movie.
You never heard that, Food and Love and all that, all those songs?
Nope.
Okay. You live in California, so you know,
California boy, CJ.
I guess. I don't know. I don't even know what they even mean, but maybe
I
that's
me neither, but I was just saying.
I mean, come on now. Fooling Around and Fell in Love, you know, that's the song. I Want You Back. Now you, come on.
I've heard that, but I never, they haven't been playing like a family gathering or anything like that. So
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Ain't No Mountain High.
Yeah, like I said,
Now, everybody should have heard Ain't No Mountain High and Low with Marvin Gaye, yeah. Because every time there was like a girl movie back in the past, they will always put that theme song in the background, like, this summer, these two women will find their vaginas together.
Wow.
And they're like, ain't no mountain high and low.
Wow. You. Goddamn, Chicago. For real, man?
This summer.
If there's any other quote, can make up anything on the spot. Yeah, that's what you go to. All right.
Find their vaginas together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, okay, anyway, I'll take that back. Well, look, I love that soundtrack.
Yeah, you wonder why women hate you so much.
Well, maybe they need to find their vaginas.
Right.
And that can show them to find their hearts. All right, well, my number one film of 2014 is Nightcrawler.
Yes.
Nightcrawler.
Yes. Nightcrawler, number one. Goddamn right, CJ.
Of 2014. Everything about that movie was excellent.
Mm.
Excellent about
Preach.
It.
Preach, CJ.
Satire. It was a good. The actor. It turned the actor around. You didn't even know that Gyllenhaal can do this.
I kind of did, but go ahead.
You still watching that Prince of Persia movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, he was good in that movie. Fuck you.
Fuck you. He was garbage in that movie. That entire
what?
Movie was
he was
terrible.
The best part of that damn movie. Yeah, movie sucked, but he was good in it.
Go back to Ben Kingsley. But no, man. But Nightcrawler was just amazing, especially like the way the guy he moved, the way he spoke. I love how he spoke to you like this. He would tell you exactly what he needed to tell you. You know, I love the fact that nobody paid attention to him.
Yeah, and especially how he got off at the scene of crimes. You remember that sequence where the car was like about to go over a hill and the body was kind of shining off the road. He moved the body just to get that perfect shot.
Yes.
He started getting off to that. I was like, oh my God, this dude's fucking insane, man.
Insane. And the thing, at first, you know, you see him stealing stuff. So, you know, you think like he's just a criminal type person.
Yeah.
And then once you start doing his best to try to become, you know, to do well with a little business, you see, I mean, he's still doing shady stuff, but you see him change. You know, you see him with a goal. You see him like he thinks out everything. Jesus Christ. Her ass. He thinks of everything. I mean, even, and then the actors. The kid that he had riding around with him. That kid was British. I thought he got like a real live, whatever he was.
Oh, I didn't even know he was British. Oh, okay.
That kid was a British actor.
Oh, right. And, nice.
I mean, the way he acted was kind of all weaselly and kind of crazy looking, you know. Everybody was good in that movie. They even used real, reporters in the movie.
Yep.
It showed LA as it what it's supposed to look like. LA being a cesspool of nothing but danger and drugs, and nothing but hoes and crack lived there. Right, Cody?
Yeah, something like that.
No, I'm joking about that, but I just enjoyed the aspect of it. I just enjoyed that movie was just phenomenal. I love the message that they had in there too. I love what happened at the end. I love how he got off. of everything. I'm sorry, I'm spoiling the movie. Goddamn. It was just a wonderful fucking movie.
Yeah,
you
man.
Seen,
you
need to go see Nightcrawler.
You have
Nightcrawler.
To.
It was just excellent. It was an excellent movie. I had no problem with that fucking movie.
Thank you, CJ.
I can't wait to go back.
Oh, man. Damn, it's the best thing you've done all year, man.
Wow.
When I saw Nightcrawler, I even went to work, too, and I just started talking to people in his voice, and people got freaked the fuck out. I said, you damn right.
You didn't listen. Why is this large black man talking like Jake Gyllenhaal? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and then you can tell that he was such a creepy actor in the movie, because there were people, especially there were like other girls in the theater, and they were being creeped out by him, just hearing him talk to people on screen. And I love the way he made everybody feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody felt uncomfortable. Like, if you haven't met a man like that, of course you're going to feel uncomfortable. So I've seen people like that in my life. And God damn, that man was... Oh, it was such a good fucking film.
Goddamn right.
You guys need to go see. Granted, I haven't seen, you know, well, I'll talk about some movie that we haven't seen. But the number one movie you should see is Nightcrawler.
Mm.
So, to you, Stormbird.
The Hobbit.
Oh!
What?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Wait, delete this.
God
delete
damn,
this.
Wow.
Okay,
you know what?
Okay, we all know.
Fucking Christ.
I don't, okay, I don't know if, like, this audience knows, but...
Oh, boy.
But in general, when it comes to Tolkien and...
God damn. God damn.
Lord of the Rings mythos.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk. Don't even
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is actually happening.
I hope people write you hate fucking mail.
I hope they do.
I hope they burn your house down.
They all should.
I hope they burn your fucking house down.
Jesus Christ, man. No.
I hope they put a champagne bottle in your vagina.
Oh, my God.
God, I hope they gone girl you. Jesus.
No. I don't know. If anybody knows.
Yeah, you don't know.
You
don't
really
know, Samantha.
I don't know. I know a lot about movies. Thank you very much.
Hairy fucking feet or some shit like that. She probably does.
Yeah, it's the hair. Yo, you got the more the hair in the movie, the better the movie.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
No, it's not true. It's more along the lines of how near and dear things are to me.
Oh, my God.
And when it comes to Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Sumerian, like, all of that mythos is very dear and,
this
like...
This is what created the fucking... I'm sorry.
This is exactly what created the darkness, I know. I remember. But I really enjoy The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings. Could it have been better? Hell yes. Could it have been cut down to at very most?
This is our number one.
Yeah. This is her number one movie, folks. This is the one.
This is my number one movie. But because it is so near and dear to my heart, because I got to see Hobbit and Bilbo and Gandalf and Thorin Oakenshield. I got to see Thorin Oakenshield finish.
Jesus fucking.
Like,
she fucking did this.
And she's serious, too, man. Wow.
Craig need to just take her off the fucking pictures and everything.
Posters.
God.
I
damn.
Need to get off the posters. I'm
hurt right now. I really feel fucking betrayed. Like,
I'm kind of flabbergasted right now.
I feel betrayed by like her, by so many fucking people, but like,
yeah.
I fucking want to cry right now.
She actually had the audacity to put The Hobbit over Nightcrawler, man. That actually happened.
She actually had the audacity to put The Hobbit anywhere near this on The Darkness.
My God.
I'm sorry. You knew what you were fucking doing, John. Shut the fuck up. You knew my fucking number one is going to be The fucking Hobbit, because guess what happened? When there's a fucking Tolkien movie,
oh my God,
gonna be fucking number one. Always, always with me. It's always going to be my number goddamn one. Why? Because I love that shit so much.
I don't even hate The Hobbit.
Bang,
still,
girl.
Like,
I wear the one ring on my fucking wedding finger. I am so into this shit. I am never without this.
Christ.
I am so into Lord of the Rings. I'm so into that mythos. I'm going to get my fucking name tattooed to me in fucking Elvish. I can fucking my name in Elvish. Like, it's that bad. So obviously I'm going to be so fucking biased. Was there problems? Yes. Was there padding? So fucking much padding. Did it have that Peter Jackson?
All right, man, so that's good. Thank you. Thank you. So can we get into our hour mark anyway? Fuck. God.
Wow. This just spawned so much darkness in our souls right now. I can tell you that right now.
That's why.
Wow.
That's the only reason I'm still allowed on these podcasts, because I hate that.
I think this is going to be your last podcast.
Yeah. I really do think so, too.
Jesus Christ. The list like that? Oh, my God.
I know. I was reading it. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm like, I'm going to go with it.
Oh, a better list of diseases from Paris Hilton in your
list. Wow. Wow, John.
I'm going to catch the top 10 things she got in her coops in, which she just read out. Mm. God damn. God, people. Well, anyway, this has been the fucking darkness. Hopefully, when we come back next week, I'll tell you.
Man.
We can do the top 10 worst films of last year.
Wow, that was one way to end the year. God damn.
fucking God.
Jesus.
I can't even do it.
I'm trying to read these questions off, but.
Well, let's do this. God damn, I want to end the show right now. I want to end this shit.
Just, Samantha, what have you done? What the fuck have you done?
I brought the deck.
Fuck. Shit.
Anyway, okay, all right, let me try to get this off. All right. Yeah, let me collect my thoughts real quick. All right.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
Shit.
Damn. Anyway, first question comes from Johnny. He says, have you guys seen that Universal Studios in Japan has an Attack on Titan ride? Shit looks insane. No, I haven't seen that, actually. I didn't know they had a ride.
Oh, yeah, I saw that trailer. It is pretty crazy, man. It looks scary as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't really get scared by a lot of things, but just seeing some kind of Attack on Titan. Like, if you saw the... you gotta find the trailer, man. Just type Attack on Titan University trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been watching the show.
Oh yeah, I've been keeping up.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if you got to the part where the girl got squished by the female Titan.
Oh yeah, I'm all caught up. So
yeah, with the tree,
mm-hmm.
you remember early on.
Yep.
Yeah, they even have that part in the trailer, and then you see like a girl like somebody kicked her in on into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just looking like, why the fuck would I want to get on this ride?
Yeah, that sounds awesome to me. I don't know.
Yeah, you should definitely look it up, but it's scary. It's scary. Like it probably would do well in America, but they would need to release it to like Fright Night or something, or Halloween. We'll have it like 18 and up, because people will lose their shit trying to go to that thing.
Okay. Well, right on, man. I would definitely be looking it up right after this podcast. So awesome. Last question comes from the Darkness Lover. They said, haha, with that campaign, Cody, I would have assumed you were running for office. Hey, shit. Next best thing. How come you guys don't promote this show on social media? I think we kind of do, don't we? Doesn't
PLM
not really?
We do.
Twitter?
Yeah, he puts it on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
We try to retweet it.
I do believe it is on Twitter. I do believe it is on Facebook several times. I do believe it is on even Google+. I think you need to go to the Movie Spoilers podcast.com more often.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, we all have Twitter feeds and Facebook pages. So yeah, look us up and you'd be hip to the information.
Well, what do you think that we need to post to that? You know, if you're not seeing it, then maybe we need to post it somewhere that you were seeing.
Well, I don't know. There has been a flood. Like, I mean, a flood of content on moviespoilerspodcast.com lately.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure this could have got lost in the shuffle. That easily could happen, because there's been shit going up like every single day, sometimes multiple shit. So I don't know, maybe that would happen. But yeah, like I said, you can find us on any of these social media networks and you'll be good to go. So there you go. And that is it for questions, gents and ladies.
She ain't a lady. I heard you, John.
I'm sorry. I thought I had.
I am still trying to figure out what spewed from Samantha's mouth over this past hour.
I'll be trying to figure that out probably for the rest of this week. But yeah, folks, that's been The Darkness episode, what is it, 55, to end the year off right. That's the last one of 2014, folks. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's a wrap.
Yes.
So thank you, Ms. Brown, even though you had that bullshit list, for joining on with us.
Christ.
It doesn't matter, but I really do appreciate you guys having me on. I'm always here for you guys. I know the people don't like me very much.
Oh, definitely yeah, don't. They like you before.
God damn.
Yes, and thank you, Chicago Jonathan, for being my co-host for this past year, even though you've been kind of fucked up a few times. It's been a fun year, sir.
Well, I'll
try to make a New Year resolution not to fuck up as much.
As much. Okay. That fills me with so much confidence. And thank you, people. Thank you for going on this ride with us for the past year, and hopefully we can entertain you through the next year. So that is it. I'm Cody.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Sammy Stormberg.
And we will catch you guys in 2015. Later, you beautiful bastards.
Peace.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness is spreading!